Nanticoke plans to switch all of its healthcare contracts to value-based care contracts sometime next year. That means the health system will no longer be paid for the number of services it provides. It will instead set annual goals for healthcare costs and either share in the savings when the goals are met or be penalized by the insurance company or the state for going over budget. This is meant to incentivize the hospital to reduce unnecessary visits and tests and keep patients healthy. Nanticoke Senior Vice President Thomas Brown calls the move a radical departure, but adds he believes it's the future for small rural hospitals across the country.
Small hospitals have a hard time, and they're closing all over the country for a variety of reasons, but not least of which is the unpredictability of the revenue stream under fee-for-service. Some months, more revenue comes in than others and comes in unevenly, whereas expenses tend to be very even.
The state is giving Nanticoke $250,000 from a federal grant to cover hiring expert consultants who have helped hospitals in Maryland set up similar payment systems. Brown says Nanticoke may also need to hire more care coordinators or upgrade its data infrastructure. For Delaware Public Media, I'm Nick Shalino.